There were five of them in Weiss's office, or six, counting the poor fool lying moaning and bleeding on the floor. All but the fool turned toward me as I entered. Weiss nodded.
"About time," he growled. "Again,"
he said to one of the others standing over the fool. The man, huge and heavily muscled, was taking off a shirt soaked with sweat.
"Okay,"
he said resignedly, dropping the shirt on the back of a chair. Then he leaned over and slammed his fist into the fool's kidneys. The fool warped like a beached fish and screamed.
"What the hell are you doing?"
I demanded, striding forward. The man without the shirt stood up quickly, warily on guard. I ignored him for Weiss.
"If you ever showed up when you're goddamn supposed to, you'd know,"
Weiss snapped back angrily.
"Borglund's gonna—"
"Weiss?" I interrupted impatiently. He stopped looking at me, really looking at me for the first time. He sighed.
"Where have you been, Jack?"
he asked with evident hurt in his voice. Incredible. Between us lay a man waiting to be tortured some more, but all Weiss could do was pout. I remembered what he told me about being at my piracy trial, the pride he felt at being there. He gaped like a disillusioned child.
"Later,"
I said shortly with a brusque wave. I sank into the easy chair. "Tell me."
"Well, for one thing, today is the day we—"
I figured that. "What's this?" I pointed to the man on the floor. Weiss shrugged.
"Some pilgrim came in a couple of weeks back with a whole carton of rifles. The locals got them."
"How?" He looked at the floor.
"He gave him the rifles."
"To stop you?"
"Yeah."
"These people don't like you, Weiss," I said on impulse. It struck home.
"I don't give a shit,"
he snarled unconvincingly. I stared. A child. He was a child. He motioned the puncher forward.
"Again, Lopes."
"Wait a second," I said to Lopes, then turning to Weiss before he could protest. "Who is this guy, anyway?
The one with the guns?"
Weiss shook his head.
"No, but he knows where they are. He knows all of it, where the leaders are and everything. And he's gonna tell it all."